What you hear is a vibrational interpretation, and you know that you don't hear the same when you see yourselves hearing differently or you watch your beasts hearing things that you cannot hear. So we're just wanting to softly, we won't spend a lot of time there, but we just want to at least raise the subject a bit that life is perceptual and you really do experience life as you behold it. So you make a very good case for the case that we make. And what we mean by that is one of the things, in fact, the primary reason that we are so interested in getting all of you to become oriented to the idea of, is this thought that I'm thinking right now an upstream thought or a downstream thought, is because when you try to measure your thoughts in relationship to other people's thoughts, you get all kinds of distorted information. And that really is sort of what we're about to embark upon here if we get too carried away in what this one said when he did this study and what this one said when he had this experience, because everything that you believe affects everything that comes to you. So there are no true studies that would operate the same way across the board, because the vibrational intent of the one studying or of the belief of the one studying influences outcome dramatically. Again, we're just laying a basis for the answers that we're going to give you next. So when you begin to accept that, let's start in another place. We are not wanting to ask you to extract yourself from the magnificence of the physical realm and become a vibrational thinking being only, because you're here as extensions of Source and you want to play in this physical realm. And the physical sensual stuff and the stuff that you eat, the stuff that you touch and feel and do is all essential to your expansion, and we are not wanting to ask you to turn away from it. But at the same time, we want to say at a bare minimum that if you are tending to your vibration by paying attention to whether your thoughts are predominantly downstream or upstream, which means are my thoughts predominantly in alignment with who I really am or am I pinching myself off? How much of me is present in this moment is the question. Am I allowing myself to be full of the broader aspect of me? When you ask that question first and you tend to your vibration, now everything that you are called to is in harmony with the well-being that you seek. In other words, there is not one path to well-being. You could have lived life and have created a vibrational escrow where you are intending wellness, profound wellness, vitality, stamina, clarity. And you could live in an environment where there was an abundance of beef available. In fact, pretty much only that. And your inner being would or could call you toward, and you would feel the inspiration to participate in large quantities of that. And as the inspiration is calling you and you feel eagerness about it, that would be a diet that would cause you to thrive. You could live in a part of the world where that is not readily available, where all kinds of berries and fruits and roots and things are what is easily available. And as you are tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and thinking downstream thoughts, as so many people like that are, and we'll talk about that in a moment. So the call of Source would give you the inspiration to gravitate toward that, and you would thrive. It is possible in alignment to thrive under a myriad of dietary conditions. And it's an interesting thing. We see people around your planet who have far less to choose from, far, 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 far less to choose from than those in the Western world, so to speak, who are much healthier because their environment and the way they approach life is much more in alignment. So here's what we're getting at. Someone in alignment with Source can eat darn near anything and thrive. Someone not in alignment with Source is, no matter what you do to try to compensate through your action and through your diet, will not thrive in the way. And so if you realize that your body is